You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning, and we hope you have comfortable shoes on because we will be taking a morning walk down Dalal Street. This is Money Control. My name is Rakesh.
A morning walk down Dalal Street. A Money Control exclusive.
First up, what happened on the 14th of June 2018, that is yesterday, as we go into trade on the last day of the trading week today on the 15th of June. Nifty 50 failed to hold on to bullish momentum and closed in the red. But the only positive takeaway from Thursday's trading session was that Nifty was able to hold on to 10,800 levels. Do we see pressure in today's trading session? How is it likely to continue? This is what we're about to find out. Nifty 50, which started with a muted bias thanks to weak global cues, remained under pressure throughout the trading session but managed to reclaim 10,800 levels towards close. The late buying helped the index to close above 10,800, which is a bullish sign. The US Fed raised rates by 25 BPS, that is 25 basis points, which was on expected lines, but two more rate hikes was something which was not factored in. The European Central Bank said that it will end its unprecedented bond purchase scheme by the close of the year, taking its biggest step in dismantling crisis-era stimulus, signaling that the move would not mean rapid policy tightening in the coming months. Markets had been pricing in a 10 basis point hike in the ECB's benchmark deposit rate, currently at minus 0.4% by June 2019. More tightening by global investment banks will hurt emerging markets, including India, as it will lead to some movement of money from equities to debts. Let's take a quick look at what the global cues are telling us and what the opening here on Dalal Street might look like. We start with America. The Dow closed in the red 0.1%. It was a rather volatile day of trade in America. It opened in the green, dipped back into the red, slightly dipped back into the green as well to eventually close 0.1% lower at 25,175. Across the pond in the United Kingdom, FTSE 100 closed in the green, 0.81% up to close at 7,765. France's CAC was also up, 1.39% is what we are looking at. And the Pan-European Stock 600 also closed in the green, up 1.23% based on the European Central Bank's decision. Coming over to Asia, some markets have already opened. Nikkei 225 of Japan is up 0.21% as I speak. The broader topics index of Japan is up 0.13%. Kospi, which is in the Korean Peninsula, down 0.53% as I speak. Australia's S&P ASX 200 up 1.16% as I speak. Coming to Hong Kong and the Hang Seng Index, it is just about flat, 0.0053% down is what I'm looking at 30,438.55. Going over to mainland China, for the Shanghai Composite is also pretty flat, 0.044% as I speak. Which all brings us to Singapore Nifty Futures, and what is it telling us? It's indicating a red opening, 10,788.5 or down 0.25% is the indication we have from Singapore Nifty Futures. FPIs sold 1,372 crores from equity markets and DIIs bought 576 crore rupees worth of shares in the Indian equity market. What are some big news that investors should be watching out for today? Well, the mother of all football events is here. The FIFA Men's World Cup is here. Russia played Saudi Arabia yesterday in the inaugural match, and Russia gave Saudi Arabia a drubbing. 5-0 is what we saw yesterday. Even though it is an unpredictable game, some experts are not shying to try their luck. Goldman Sachs Group Incorporated reckons Brazil will win its 6th World Cup, basing its forecast on data mining, machine learning, and econometrics. It used 200,000 statistical models, sifted data on individual players and recent team performance, and ran 1 million simulations of the tournament. The field of 32 teams will then gradually be whittled down until a champion is crowned on the 15th of July. Another global investment bank, UBS, used random variables and other statistical models and came to a conclusion that Germany, Brazil, and Spain are the most likely to win, with Germany the UBS favorite with a 24% chance of victory. Goldman Sachs is betting, so to speak, on Brazil, whereas UBS says it is Germany. A lot of bookies from across the world also think it's Brazil. Which country you want to adopt as Meri Dusri country, if you want to base it on data, those are your data. How are markets looking on technical charts? What should investors be doing? Should they be booking profits or add fresh long positions? Well, Nifty formed a hammer-like pattern, which suggests that Friday could belong to the bulls. Investors are advised to remain cautious, and a decisive breach of 10,767 on Friday could extend the decline, while strong resistance is placed on the upside at 10,900 to 10,930 levels, according to experts. Three levels to be watching out for today: 10,767, 10,850, 10,930. 30. Maximum call OI placed at 11,000 and 10,900. Maximum put OI placed at 10,600 and 10,700. Some stocks with higher delivery percentage going into trade today: Bharti Infratel, Ambuja Cements and HDFC. 50 stocks have seen long build-up: Glenmark, PVR and UBL. 81 stocks have seen short build-up: MRPL, Infibeam, Ramco Cements and SEAT. Some stocks investors should be keeping on their radar based on the activity that is happening around these companies. Lupin gets US FDA approval for a generic contraceptive drug. TCS will also be in focus ahead of the crucial board meeting. The board of directors will consider a proposal for buyback of equity shares of the company at its meeting to be held on the 15th of June 2018, TCS had said in a filing earlier this week. Pungloid is another stock that you should be keeping on your radar. The firm said that ICICI Bank has filed an application before NCL under the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code. So Lupin, TCS and Pungloid, some stocks that you should be keeping on your radar because there's bound to be some action in those stocks. And finally, some news you can use. We spoke to Way to Wealth Brokers Private Limited, that is Way Numerical 2 Wealth Brokers, and this is a list of three stocks they gave us that could give us returns of up to 17%. We start with BPCL, which has a sell call. Target of 346 rupees, stop loss at 440 rupees for a time frame of 15 to 21 sessions for returns of as much as 17%. After that, it's Chennai Petro, which also has a sell call. Target of 262 rupees, stop loss at 325 rupees, time frame of 15 to 21 trading sessions again and for returns of as much as 13%. And finally, Divi's Laboratories has a buy call with a target of 1,210 rupees, stop loss placed at 1,010 rupees for time frame of 15 to 21 trading sessions for returns of as much as 11%. It's the 15th of June. First of all, very happy birthday to Mohamed Salah, who is the Egyptian footballer who will be hoping to make this birthday and his birth month extra special. Happy birthday also to Xi Jinping, who is the General Secretary of the Communist Party of China, as also the President of the People's Republic of China. Hopefully, this last day of the trading week will bring you good luck, and hopefully, having listened to this podcast, you're more than equipped to handle what the day might throw at you. Until the next time I see you, this is me, Rakesh, on behalf of everyone here at the podcast desk of moneycontrol.com, saying thank you very much for joining us, and do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.